coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2020 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports cars, by the Subaru BRZ, the attainable sports car that's fun to drive, and by General Tire, anywhere is possible. A Subaru Canada presentation. We are your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lorraine Postma is our supreme commander in Raceline Master Control. Anthony Messina, still in charge of the entire network. This week, more on the COVID-19 effect on our sport. We have the latest news and adjustments. NASCAR President Steve Phelps, via teleconference, will answer questions about their schedule refinements, and there are a few of those. Canada's Nick Latifi comments on his Formula One debut delay, and we have a message from drag racing legend John Force. Plus, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. In the Race Wrap news, the COVID-19 threat moves the fabled Indianapolis 500. And Kenny Rogers was a gambler in more ways than one. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio, it's our 28th year on the air across Canada. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Stuart Friesen, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
It's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network. Latest news and opinion, and here we go on the Raceline Race Wrap. Started off with a quick summation of the latest schedule adjustments during the COVID-19 outbreak. IndyCar, the biggest changes. The 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 has been moved to August 23rd. The Grand Prix on the road course ahead of that to July 4th. That'll be a twin bill with NASCAR. That's pretty good. Mid-Ohio moves to August the 9th and Gateway St. Louis to August 30th. The Toronto Indy is still listed as July 12th. In Formula One, they've added Baku, Azerbaijan to the GP postponed list. Monaco canceled. Their season launch could be Montreal, June 14th for TSN 690, but I think that's a stretch. NASCAR still planning to resume May 9th at Martinsville, Virginia. IMSA Sports Cars, Mid-Ohio May 3rd, that's postponed. The 24 Hours of Le Mans pushed to September. The NHRA still plan to resume their drag racing at Houston on the 19th of April weekend. World Rally Argentina, April 26th, that's been postponed. It's unlikely that Portugal, May 24th, and Italy, June 7th, will go. We'll stay on top of it. During the global health crisis, our sport is staying connected to the fans with entertainment, and that's good. IndyCar staging half a dozen virtual races through May 2nd, featuring a stellar lineup of current drivers and special guests. Upcoming races, Barber, Alabama. That'll be a driver's choice track after that. Then a random track, Coda, Texas. Then a non-IndyCar dream track. You know what? They've even worked in a virtual fan autograph session, which is very cool. The F1 is doing the same thing with a virtual Grand Prix series featuring a number of current drivers. Race number one was staged at Bahrain virtually. And Renault Jr. pilot Guanyu Zhou won a chaotic dash. Canada's Nicholas Latifi was sixth there, placing ahead of ex-motorcycle racer Luca Salvadori. Nick told us these virtual things are sure a lot of fun. It was unavoidable, but he would certainly have preferred making his F1 debut with Williams for real in Australia.
As they said many times, you mean the safety and, yeah, the well-being of, you know, not just the drivers, but all the team members that travel out, as well as all the fans that are going to attend.
Sure.
And we're still planning to make the trip out, so not just in Australia, but also in Bahrain and yeah. Vietnam and any of the coming races. Let's say that all has to be the priority. So, yeah, I've been unfortunate. Definitely not what I was expecting.
We'll have our complete interview in two parts with Nick next week right here on Raceline Radio. NASCAR is doing the virtual thing as well. The iRacing Pro Invitational opened at virtual Miami Homestead Speedway. I saw a lot of crashes, and to be expected, considering several drivers have never played the simulated racing game before. And an exciting finish as well. Denny Hamlin and Dale Earnhardt Jr. battling, with Hamlin winning it. In the end, of course, the fans are the big winners in all three virtual shows. And it keeps thousands indoors during this COVID-19 thing, which is supposed to happen. Well done, everybody. the stick and ballers could take some lessons, couldn't they? More Formula One. Boss Chase Carey expects the delayed season to be maybe 15 to 18 GPs once and if it gets underway, with the cancellation of Australia and Bahrain, Vietnam, Holland, Spain, and now Azerbaijan postponed. Monaco has been canceled. They want to use the summer break to cover March and April, freeing up August to make up more GPs. Meanwhile, Formula One teams and suppliers in the UK are responding to the call from the government to help with the development and delivery of more ventilators amid the pandemic. You see, if you can build a racing engine with a turbocharger on top, nothing more than a great big air pump, you can apply that same technology to medical ventilators, and that is a good plan. IndyCar, a little more here. The entire state of Indiana is staying home through April the 7th to curb the spread of COVID-19. A majority of the IndyCar squads are affected, as are some NHRA teams and a number of short trackers. Florida, home to many sports car teams, and the southern and mid-Atlantic U.S. states for dozens of NASCAR teams, are only working with social distancing and crowd sizes of 10 or less. It needs to be more than that, guys. NASCAR still believes that once underway, they can run all 36 of the remaining races and get it all done before the playoff. Unless they run several races during the week plus weekends, I'm not sure they can get them all in. Weather can get in the way, don't forget. That's the great equalizer and unknown. Anything changes, we'll let you know. More on the projected season start in our two-part teleconference with NASCAR President Steve Phelps. That's coming up in our guest segments. The NASCAR Pinty Series Report brought to you by General Tire. Anywhere is possible. Fingers crossed the health crisis will have eased enough as not to impact their schedule. But look at this. The May 17th NASCAR Canada season opener at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Toronto. Not that far away, really. 14 races are on their board for 2020. No doubt the brass have backup plans should their schedule and season be delayed by the COVID-19 threat. We're on top of it, so stay tuned. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. The Canadian Association of Rally Sport closely monitoring this COVID-19 danger. The Canadian Championship, presented by Subaru, is set to resume May 24th with the Rocky Mountain Rally in Vimiero, BC for Sportsnet 960. Carr says they'll have to know about 6 to 8 weeks out if they have to reschedule anything. They'll add their events will comply fully with the fast-changing provincial requirements when dealing with the pandemic, gatherings, and social distancing. Like all other sanctions, driver teams and fan safety is their primary concern. Drag racing, they're staying dark for a month, as you know. Funny car legend and frequent Raceline Radio guest John Force says we'll get through all of this eventually.
But this thing that's going on, only time will tell. I can't talk about it. I'm not that smart. But what I do know is I'm building a game plan, because I'm coming back racing, and like everybody else, because that's what drag racers do. NHRA will be back, the tracks will all be back, the sponsors will be back, and we'll be back doing what we love to do.
As mentioned, the NHRA hopes to get back to business at Houston the April 17th weekend. That's still overly optimistic, I believe. Faces in the pits. Hundreds of tracks and sanctions across our network face with postponing start dates, although it is still a tad early. So to lend a hand, let me offer this to all promoters and operators along the Raceline Radio Network to help you out. If you have any scheduling or event changes because of COVID-19, send me a note, eric@racelineradio.ca. That's eric@racelineradio.ca. Facebook and Instagram address Raceline Radio Network, or Twitter @ETRaceline. I'll get it on the air for you and give you a hand. Send we were. With the recent passing of country music balladeer Kenny Rogers in his 81st year, he was a huge racing fan, if you didn't know, especially sprint car racing. Rogers even lent his name to a company that built hugely successful World of Outlaws sprint car chassis during the 80s and 90s. Kenny partnered with Sprint Car Hall of Famer C.K. Spurlock and campaigned his own sprint car team for several years before they formed the Gambler Chassis Company. Named after Rogers' famous song, of course, The Gambler, the project was certainly no gimmick. They were serious. The company won lots with stars like Steve Kinzer, Sammy Swindell, and Doug Wolfgang doing all the driving. Gambler sprint cars were consistent winners at some of the biggest events, taking victories like major shows in Knoxville, Iowa. Rogers not only built these cars, you'd see him at the racetrack watching them run and watching them win. Kenny Rogers was a man of song and speed. And we wish him Godspeed. And that's going to do it for this week on the Race Wrap. Your questions, your opinions, your comments, and headlines of the news, always welcomed. Let's hear it from y'all as you stay safe. Share your thoughts, theories, and ideas with your fellow gearheads across Canada. Could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Okay, Lorraine, a pit stop if you would. But coming up, part one of our COVID-19 teleconference with NASCAR President Steve Phelps. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. For more info and specs on WRX, WRX STI, and BRZ, check out Subaru.ca. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Steve Kinzer, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, yes, the Raceline Radio Network. Every racing sanction we deal with has been or will be impacted by this global COVID-19 health threat. NASCAR got Phoenix in March 8th before they shut the cars off, but hopefully they can resume May 9th at Martinsville. So let's plug you in to the media teleconference with NASCAR's president for what's happening and what might happen to their schedules going forward. It's part one with Steve Phelps on Raceline Radio.
When you look at trying to figure out the remaining 2020 schedule, are you looking at midweek races, doubleheaders, racing during the Olympic breaks? What are the options, and what is serious consideration being given by NASCAR at this point?
And most importantly, we intend to race, you know, that all our 36 points paying points races, as well as the All-Star event. What those look like at this particular point, we're looking broadly about what our options are. You know, at this particular point, we would like to finish the season at Phoenix and keep the playoff portion intact. With that said, there will require a lot of different opportunities for us to look at, and we're in the process of doing that. So no specifics around midweek races, or, you know, I've heard about doubleheaders and different things. So at this particular point, a lot of things on the table for us to look at, working with our race teams, working with our racetracks to make sure that things that we're putting on the table are feasible for us to do.
Also ask you about the teams. Certainly there's some questions with the sport being shut down for a couple of months about finance. Is there a way, I guess a lack of a better term, a subsidy for teams in any of the national series, or an essence of like a parent giving a child an advance on allowance race winning at some point in some degree to kind of help teams move along? Or is anything to discuss about helping teams financially through the next couple of months?
Yeah, I think what I would say there, Dustin, no specifics around, you know, around subsidies or anything of that nature. We are working with our teams closely to have them, you know, industry-wide to make sure that, you know, we are all financially viable moving forward during this, you know, kind of during this, you know, postponement of our races.
How do you envision going about the process of deciding the start back of the season? Is it possible that you could start back with events that do not have fans, or do you anticipate waiting to start back when you can start back on like a regular race weekend?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jim. I think the way we view this is kind of how we view Atlanta, which is, you know, we need to make sure that we are keeping our competitors and those that are at the racetracks, our race teams, our officials. We need to have the, you know, the health of those folks, you know, kind of that's paramount for us. Would we consider racing without fans at some point, you know, to get back racing more quickly without fans? That's in the consideration set. I don't know. It's changing so rapidly, and, you know, what it means for mass gatherings and what's that number. And again, we'll work with our health officials, and, you know, we're working with a number of infectious disease professionals that are going to help us through what that looks like and whether it makes sense for us to race without fans or have our first race be back with fans.
And secondly, earlier today, there was a bulletin about the banning of testing except for the next-gen related car issues. At this time, do you anticipate that there could be any postponement to the next-generation debut of next season, or is it too early to tell?
And Jim, I think it's just too early to tell. You know, we are working diligently to try to stay on schedule. You know, there continues to have barriers that are put in front of us, and we will have to adapt to those as they come.
How much of what you do is mandated, you know, or required by the networks, or, you know, what are the obstacles in generically to try to put this schedule back together?
Yeah, that's a good question, Claire. So we are working, you know, with our media partners, with Fox, with NBC. If you kind of consider what is going to happen, hopefully, you know, we're in this period right now where the major sports are shut down right now from participating. At some point soon, we hope to all get back to finding that escape that our fans are all looking for, and in our case, get back to racing. So we are working with Fox and with NBC to understand what windows might be available, and that will come as we develop the schedule.
So there's part one with NASCAR President Steve Phelps, the teleconference on the COVID-19 effect on their schedules. Part two with Phelps comes up in our second guest segment. Okay, Lorraine, another pit stop right here, please. But straight ahead, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ron Capps, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Have a look at my Thomas Tales columns at Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine. Going to be in the season preview edition and a special column as well on the COVID-19 racing crisis. And you can also get that on the web at sportsnet.ca. You know, when on location covering events, everybody at the Raceline Radio Network needs to look sharp, and that means custom-designed crew shirts from our longtime friends at Fast Eddie Racewear, Canada's motorsport headquarters. Everything from crew shirts and hats to fire suits for drivers, helmets, and gloves. Whether it's an in-stock item or something custom-made, Fast Eddie's in-house team leads the performance industry in concept design, manufacturing, and distribution with a solid reputation for impact, durability, and comfort. They design their own lines for unsurpassed creative and quality control. Wear what the pros wear, because we sure do. Fast Eddie Racewear, the official apparel supplier of the Raceline Radio Network. On the web, fasteddieracewear.com. It's time now for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Another grand prize pack to win if you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your email comments. And if you do that, the entry goes into the break drum with a winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season, whenever that's going to be. So, the qualifying question: what makes the Subaru BRZ technically unique among other Subaru models? I'll ask it again. What makes the Subaru BRZ technically unique among other Subaru models? Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect and enter the trivia contest with your chance to win the prize pack. That's Eric at RacelineRadio.ca, capital E-R-I-K, the symbol at RacelineRadio, one big word, .ca. Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. Facebook and Instagram will work at Raceline Radio Network, and Twitter as well, at ET Raceline. Let us go to the mailbag and get some entries and some comments. Rick DiVolo, listening in Winnipeg on TSN, 1290, sends this. Eric, your Subaru trivia question on the BRZ's uniqueness, it's the perfect way to go. Nice work, Rick. There's an entry into the break drum with a shot at the grand prize pack. Rick goes on to say, love it that F1, IndyCar, and NASCAR and other series, Eric, are going iRacing or virtual racing to keep us fans entertained during this downtime, but are you going to run results from all the races? It might be good if you did. And that's Rick DiVolo's comment in Winnipeg, listening on TSN 1290. Well, I'm glad he wrote that, and I appreciate the note certainly in the entry, Rick, for the contest. You know, I'm not exactly convinced I should run results of this virtual racing, since it's not exactly the real thing, and it's just for fun and recreation. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, you understand, keeping the fans entertained, but it's a game for recreation, something to pass the time during this health crisis. I certainly don't need to run them to pad for content. There's more than enough real news and stories to do that. Now, I did mention the winners of some of the first iRaces earlier in the news, but I don't know. Should I do all of them? Why don't I leave it up to you? What do you think? Should we run iRacing or virtual racing results on Raceline Radio? Do you think we should? Eric@racelineradio.ca. I'd be interested in your feedback. I don't know. Should I run all these races? I'm not exactly sure. The iRaces, they're not official. Don't want to confuse people. Don't need them to pad for content. So I'll leave it up to you. Eric@racelineradio.ca. Let me know what you think. Should we be running the results of the virtual races in NASCAR, IndyCar, and Formula One on the show? I'll leave it up to you to have your input there. So give me a message, and we'll see what happens with that. Paul Anton, Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Here's a Sunday night, 8 o'clock on CKLW in Windsor. Running out of time here. I you know what? I'm going to hold this one over, because he's talking about the Grand Prix in Detroit and knows that with all this health scare going on, you know, how much time are they going to need before they start looking at that? The first thing IndyCar needs to do, quite obviously, is to get the GP of Indianapolis and the 500 squared away in terms of what's going to happen there. They're waiting until the last minute, and you can't blame them, but we're going to have to know sooner or later what's going to happen with the biggest race in the sport. Send us your contest entries or comments. Here's the trivia question. What makes the Subaru BRZ technically unique among other Subaru models? Another pit stop right here, Lorraine, then part two of the coronavirus situation with Steve Phelps. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. For more on the BRZ Sports Coupe, go to Subaru.ca/BRZ. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Forrest. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, our 28th consecutive season on the air across Canada, thanks to you and our sponsors. We are the Raceline Radio Network. Tremendous to have you with us. Hoping to resume racing at Martinsville, Virginia, May the 9th, NASCAR is the only racing sanction that vows to get all of their scheduled races, all 36 of them, done before the season ends and they stage their playoff. So here's part two of our media teleconference with NASCAR's president for how they're dealing with the COVID-19 health crisis. More with Steve Phelps on Raceline Radio.
I was curious if you could give us some insight into how much NASCAR looked at the landscape of sports in general and what other sports leagues and sanctioning bodies were doing in terms of postponements and cancellations. And if so, how much did what those specific entities did play into your guys' decision when they came down in terms of the announcement of no fans and then the postponement of the season?
Yeah, obviously we have a lens to what other folks are doing, but we needed to look through our own lens of what was going to make the most sense for our fans, and then ultimately for, you know, our competitors and the folks that work on the race team and our own employees, frankly, our own officials. So did we have an understanding that these things were happening with other sports? Of course, but we needed to look at it as it relates to our specific facilities. At, you know, in this example, the first example being Atlanta and then Homestead, Miami. So that's what we looked at, and we tried to run it without fans, and then we made a determination that, you know what, it's probably not in the best interest to do that, and which is why we had postponed those two events.
Prioritize, like, what are
what are you looking for when trying to reschedule races? I mean, obviously midweek races might be more of a hassle for teams, but that versus doubleheaders, you know, if fans are in a venue that has two races, they may prefer to go to the track twice, separate times, rather than two races over the same weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's a prioritizing, Bob, as much as, you know, we have to look at it based on so many different variables, so many different factors that will come into play. And I wouldn't say it's a prioritization. It's understanding what's available to us. It's understanding, you know, the races that we've had to postpone, and what is the best way to get them fit back into a schedule. So we'll take a holistic view of what it is, not specifically how we're going to prioritize one versus another.
And also, how much are you working on potential having to postpone more races? I mean, and or how confident are your experts telling you that you should be able to be back racing by early May?
Yeah, I think for us, Bob, we're concentrating on getting back and racing at Martinsville. We'll have to do scenario planning that will look different than that, but right now our priority is to get back to racing at Martinsville.
Roger Penske assured IndyCar team owners that they're going to get their first payment of their Leader Circle money. NASCAR teams are worried about making payroll. They don't know if sponsors are going to ask for money back, what sort of force majeure is going to come into play. Is NASCAR concerned that teams are going to go out of business during this time?
Listen, Jenna, no specifics around the financials about what will happen with our race teams and how we're going to work with our race teams at this time. Are we concerned about teams broadly and their financial health? Of course we are. We want to make sure that each of our teams gets through this. Each of our stakeholders in the industry get through this crisis, you know, as well as we all can. So lots of things on the table, no specifics at this point that we are prepared to discuss. And you know, financially, we need to make sure that, you know, our financials are handled with, you know, obviously the stakeholders separately, and, you know, make sure that we are all aligned with what that's going to look like. So, but as of right now, nothing to share, Jenna.
What message are you talking to sponsors about? Because some of those sponsorships may have been, you know, geared for a certain time period that's obviously not going to happen now. Is that going to be an individual basis, or is there a broad mandate towards those sponsors?
From a sponsor standpoint, each of the sponsors is different, what their needs and wants and desires are, what it says contractually. So no real kind of broad, overview or a way to think about where things are with sponsors broadly. You know, we'll handle those on an individual basis. The racetracks that are not our racetracks, they will do the same thing. The race teams will and their sponsors will do the same thing. So nothing specific at this particular point. And it really is, we're looking broadly, and we talk about stakeholders. Sponsors are a huge portion of who those stakeholders are, and we need to make sure that we're adapting smartly what we're doing with our sponsor partners in the industry broadly.
What is the primary motivation and objective behind wanting to make sure that you're postponing the races and running them later rather than canceling them in some scenarios?
We have a commitment to our fans that we're going to run all the races. We have a commitment to our competitors that we'd run all the races. Commitment to the stakeholders broadly that we're going to run all the races. So we are going to do everything in our power to get these races in. If there are other variables that happen that would suggest that we can't do that, we'll look at those at that time.
Well, four of the seven tracks that you have postponed, they also have races in the playoffs. Is it your wish that the 10-race playoff system not be tinkered with, that you would not want to run a doubleheader for any of those four tracks that have races both outside and inside the playoff series?
I would say the answer to that is yes. We are interested in getting these postponed races done prior to our playoffs starting, and so not running doubleheaders in
those races that have been postponed, you know, during the playoffs. So, and that is the goal that we're working towards right now. And again, if there are other variables that change in the future, we'll adapt to those as well.
Steve, NASCAR already has so much going on for next year between rolling out the new car and revamping the 21 schedule. But with everything you guys already have on your plate for next year, how much more challenging does it make it?
This is not easy, right? It's not easy on anyone who works in this industry. It's hard. You know, to your point, we are still pushing forward right now with, you know, next gen car. We are still pushing forward with changes to our schedule. And we're trying to do it. We're trying to do it as smartly as we can. But you know, the variables keep changing, right? And so the hurdles keep being put in front of this industry, and this industry keeps jumping over them. And then there's another, and it jumps over that, and then another, and another. So it's not an easy situation for sure, but it's one that this industry is managing together. Really proud of how this industry has come together. To try to support each other and to try to, you know, try to get through this as best we can. But again, it's a difficult situation.
I'm curious how much NASCAR is intending to rely on iRacing and pivoting to sort of other means of entertainment for the NASCAR fans, you know, during the postponement.
Yeah, you know, I think in general, Alex, you know, we're interested in trying to satisfy our fans with different content, but there are other things too, and there are discussions that we're having with Fox about what things we can do, and discussions we would have with NBC, or things that we can put through our own channels that satisfy our fans. Our fans are obviously thirsty for this content. We want to provide it to them smartly and have interesting content as opposed to just repurposing, you know, some of the content that's already been done. So it's more to come on that. But we want to make sure that we're servicing the fans as best we can.
Yeah, thank you. And hey, thank you everybody for making the time to jump on this. I realize there were a number of you that had additional questions. It was important to us that we made Steve available to answer at least some of your questions. As you probably would imagine, we've got a lot going on here. To Steve's point, as we're doing contingency planning, anything follow up, please bring it to my attention and we'll see what we can do. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, everyone.
So this is where NASCAR is at right now with the COVID-19 fight and what they hope they're able to do with the series schedules in coming weeks or months. NASCAR President Steve Phelps in two parts on Raceline Radio. No matter what happens, we will let you know as soon as we know. Okay, Lorraine, let's fire off that final pit stop. Then we'll come back for the last lap for next week's show plan and more. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding WRX STI. For all things WRX, go to Subaru.ca/WRX. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Vassa. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Thomas and Raceline Across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. Red flag is up there. One more lap to go. So here's what we're lining up for you for next week. We'll have the latest on the impact, certainly, of the coronavirus on our sport that is still on hold. We'll have an exclusive two-part interview with Canada's newest F1 warrior, Nicholas Latifi, who will drive for Williams once their season gets going. Nick understands why, but it is frustrating. His F1 debut has been delayed. Plus our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thanks going out to NASCAR President Steve Phelps and NASCAR Media, Nicholas Latifi, and John Force and John Force Racing. Big thanks, as always, to Supreme Commander Lorraine Postma, Jerry Luyenga, Will Erskine, and Anthony Messina for outstanding ops and production. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX, WRX STI, and BRZ. Learn more at Subaru.ca. And by General Tire. Anywhere is possible. Talk to y'all again next week, and we'll do it right here on Raceline Radio.